Hi everyone, it is Marilyn Allori and welcome to Who Can It Be Now? And I'm kind of laughing because I've tried to start this podcast recording about six times already. And because I have a puppy, it's been a challenge, a fairly big challenge. But as you can see, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see my little Venus behind me. And when the puppy gets to be a little bit older, I tried to have him in here with you. You don't know this. And then he started chewing the bookshelf and he started chewing the book ends. And he started licking Venus's face and then starting with her and puppyhood. Anyway, today's podcast is going to be about how aligning with your higher self and your intuition can really help you to create the business and the life that you desire. I talk a lot about this and I really feel like it's a really important topic in order to really discover your truth, align with it, and live it. What I saw with a lot of people in the 10X experience that I've done over the past few months is how much people are waiting for something external to change before they change their life. And through the responses, because we do quizzes and we do different things to get to know people, I hear a lot of like, I'm afraid, or I'm taking care of everybody else. It's my time now. Or I don't think I'll see it through, or I don't think I'll succeed. I'm afraid of failing. All those things are rooted in a belief. And usually the belief is that you don't believe in yourself enough, or that you don't feel worthy, or there's a worth issue involved in that. And your higher self can really move you past those types of issues to help you to feel courageous enough to pursue the things that you desire. And also when you have those moments of failure, or which I don't like the word failure, the moments of things not working out or hitting the wall or taking two steps forward and feeling like you went five steps back, whatever the moment is that you feel inside of you, that moment isn't necessarily wrong. That moment is a learning moment. And when you work with your higher self and you trust your intuition, you can really look at that moment and discover what it is that it wants to teach you so that you can move forward with grace, ease, intelligence, better decision-making, better choices, things like that. There's an expectation that when you get into enlightenment or you get into spirituality, everything should be easy. And there's this expectation too that you should be getting it right for some reason. And I don't know how you define right. Ask yourself right now how you define right, because it's a very hard word to define and it shouldn't even be defined because there are no right or wrongs. There just is. There's moments in time. Now, we can make better choices and those choices can be grounded in our higher self, intuition, our truth, as opposed to somebody else's truth. So I think it's more about being aware of your choices and then working with the choices that you made. And as you make choices, making sure that you're making choices for yourself, not for everybody else around you. So if you're interested in the 10X experience, you can go to marilynalloria.com/10X. If you notice I'm talking really fast, it's because how long will I have before the puppy will have a meltdown and I have to get him out? And by the way, he's gotten all the shots today. I'm recording this on March 4th, 2024, and he has all the shots. So now we're going to do our very first walk in nature. So I can't wait to take him. But anyway, with that said, so notice if you're interested in 10X experience, go to marilynalloria.com/10X. Really, it is a great precursor for next level living, which is my signature program and the thing that I'm most interested in teaching and the only thing I'm interested in teaching these days, because it's teaching people how to use the spiritual components that I teach, use the life components and bridge everything so that you're living a spiritual life. Spiritual life does not mean all goody two shoes, because God knows I'm not, all goody two shoes. It means living a life that's aligned with your soul, that is spiritually connected. Spiritually connected life is being connected to nature, being connected to your heart, to leading with your heart, being connected to people, knowing when there's people in your life that aren't really spiritual or really are more toxic and how to release them. It's being connected to your higher purpose, you know, and from your highest light and highest alignment with yourself. And then bridging that so that you can have a practical life, you know, live in the world and be able to be in this world. And I really feel like your higher self and intuition helps you to do that. So if you haven't met your higher self, we do have a higher self opt-in. It's marilynalloria.com/higher self. We call it an opt-in because you give us your email address, you opt into our email address, and we give you this fantastic class on the back end of it. So you can go to marilynalloria.com/higher self. I want to talk about some of the issues that you may be having, because I see these a lot with people. I see people talking about, I need the income before I start doing what I love to do. And let's take that one first. Nothing can be further from the truth. I'm not asking you to go out there and put a bunch of money on credit cards, which I know I've done. I've invested in things before I've had the cash to do it. And I'm not saying that that's the right thing for you or not. But I do know there's a lot of people that sit on savings and sit on money and they're waiting for something. Like they feel like they can use the savings for a trip to Italy for $5,000, you know, a trip to Italy that they're going to remember for a bit. And then you forget, I've been to Italy a couple of times. I don't remember that much about it. I remember more about my spiritual studies because they're with me for the rest of my life. What are you putting value on, right? So even say you're in a position where you don't have the money to spend at all, you really don't. Because a lot of times when I hear that from people, they actually have it. They just don't want to spend it. They're spending it on things that they think are okay. I used air quotes, but it's really like, where did that perception come from? Where is it okay to spend $2,000 in, I don't know, a doctor's office, right? Doing something, I don't know, which is important, right? But not spending $2,000 on something for your own heart and soul that could keep you from getting sick. I'm trying to find examples, but I don't have this thing inside of me that values one thing over another. I value myself above all else. So when if something's going to feed my soul and something's going to help me to live a better life, I'm putting money towards it. Trust me. But anyway, so a lot of people do have the money, but they say they don't. But I'm talking to you who don't. Those of you who really, really don't have the cash, you can still do things today. You can do things every single day that don't cost a lot of money that are allowing you to go towards your dreams. One of them is you could be buying books and reading books. You could be getting books out of the library and reading 10 pages a night towards your business. You could be doing free meditations. You could do all the free meditations I have on my podcast, and you could be going further. You could do a meditation a day. Every night before you go to sleep, you could do a 5-minute meditation. Every morning you get up, you could do a 5-minute meditation. All of those habits, they don't cost you anything, and they're going to move your life forward. So when I hear the excuse of, like I said, some people, it's a real excuse. And I got to tell you, the people that don't have the money usually don't use it as an excuse. They're usually out there trying to figure it out. But I understand if you're trying to get the money, then don't make that the reason why. Make sure you're finding other things to do. Because really, it's not about the money. It's about fear. It's about, are you really going to see it through? It's about all this. Like one thing I noticed in the 10X experience recently was how much people talked about past things that happened to them. One woman brought up something that happened like 20 years ago. I was like, that was 20 years ago. We're talking about it today. Why are we talking about this today? How is this affecting you today if it was 20 years ago? And yes, things can affect us, but things help us grow and change. They don't have to affect us where we get frozen in time. They can affect us where they shift us and expand us and grow. So one of my perfect examples is 9/11. Being in Manhattan during 9/11, and that was what, 2001, really shifted my life, shifted everything about me, made me move 3,000 miles, right? I was looking to move, and it was the thing that catapulted me into moving. It was the thing that opened up my mediumship even more so. It was already opening up, and then it just expanded and opened up so much more. There's so many things that happened from that. It changed my trajectory. It changed how I was seeing myself. It changed how my career I was doing. Everything, it cracked me open spiritually. So I could sit here and go, oh, when that happened in my own home, and I didn't get affected the way other people got affected, but I was very close to it. Manhattan was shut down. There was a lot that it bothered me. And I could say, oh, that moment, you know, was so devastating. And I could focus on the devastation and not the expansion. So notice if you bring yourself down to stories, don't do that anymore. So all these things are what I call excuses to keep you from moving forward. So I'm going to take a couple more of these that I see. And just so if you might be like, oh, I relate to that. That's me. I've got to stop doing that. Or I've got to change that, because you can change it today. And that's what we're going to be talking about. So a lot of it is fear. A lot of people have fear about starting something new, or fear about starting the career that's in their heart. Fear is going to be there no matter what. You are going to be afraid. There is nothing you can do about it except walk through it. Fear doesn't go away by just hiding from it. Fear goes away when you walk through something and you get courageous with it and you support yourself through it. A lot of times when I tell people, if you're afraid of something, you know, say you're making a call and you're going to confront a friend. Well, have another friend nearby. Let them know what you're doing. so that when you call that friend, and if it goes south for some reason, you can call the other friend and talk it through. Maybe it's a career thing you're going to do. You're going to go out and finally pitch yourself for a podcast, or you're going to get on stage and talk in front of people. That could be scary. So make sure you have a support system around to help you through those moments. Okay, tell a friend, or go into a really light-minded community. Next Level Living is great for that. I'm going to pitch myself for this podcast. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it at 3 o'clock today. You're not going to get an answer at 3 o'clock, but maybe you're afraid to pitch it. All right, I'm going to let you all know that I'm doing it. I guarantee after you do it, you're going to feel good. You're going to feel good. Now, there are moments like, say, you go and speak and you flub something and you've never done that before. Well, notice how you talk to yourself after. And that's where your higher self can help you, because your higher self can take you on the stage and talk to you after the stage. So before you go on, you could be talking to your higher self about doing the talk and hope to help people. And then coming off the stage, say you flub something or you feel embarrassed about something, you turn to your higher self and talk to your higher self about it, and they will have great answers for you, great support for you. You'll feel them. In this meditation, if you go take the higher self class, and that's free, you will learn where they stand. Talk to them. You'll know exactly where they are, and that will help you. Fear is going to happen no matter what, so you have to get over the fear. Another thing is being able to do it no matter what, not procrastinating. So many of you procrastinate. What is procrastination? Ask yourself right now, what is procrastination? Procrastination is usually tied into lack of self-worth. You don't really think that you're going to succeed at it, so you keep procrastinating. Or what happens? Some of you have a fear of actually succeeding. What happens if you really do succeed and all of a sudden you get the attention? Are you ready for that? So you have to ask yourself, what is procrastination? Why am I procrastinating? What is the belief underneath that? And then go to your higher self. Your higher self's already doing it. What did you do to get past procrastination? How did you move through it? What worked for you? And your higher self will answer. So many times I do this. So when I do the 10X experience, sometimes I do a live class with it about getting in touch with your higher self and your intuition. And I ask a lot of questions and I take them through a quick guided meditation and I get them in touch with that part of themselves. And then I bring up certain objections: time, money, fear, afraid of failure, whatever the objections are. And I say, go to your higher self now and ask your higher self what they thought about that. And they all come out with these very clear answers. Oh, my higher self, the higher self never talks down to you. It'll be like, there is no time. You don't have to worry about time. Just move forward. And they all get very clear answers. So why aren't we doing that every single day in order to move our life along? The answer to me for everybody is that there's a belief in there that is brushing up against you, and you're not aware of that belief. You're not conscious enough to it. So you're operating in these patterns and habits that are just keeping you stuck. You're operating in these patterns and habits that are procrastination, that show up as I don't have enough money, that show up as fear, that show up as I'm going to give you a really good tool at the end of this, a really, really good tool. I'm going to actually do a short video on this because I think it's important, but it's going to be a great tool for you. So stay with me. So I find that all that noise, I'll call it, there's a deepening belief, a really deep belief. You're going to just have to go with my words today because I'm so tired. There's a belief down below that is keeping you trapped. And I would say 9 times out of 10, it's self-worth. Am I good enough? Am I really good enough? My father doesn't think I'm good enough, so why would I be good enough? My mother doesn't think I'm good enough, so why would I be good enough? You know, I was doing work on money, right? And my money story. And I've done so much work around this because we grew up pretty poor. My father barely paid child support. And I was thinking about this as I was talking to the therapist I was working with at the time. And I was like, wow, no wonder why I have this money stuff, because I wasn't even worthy enough for my father to pay for us. He didn't even want to contribute to our lifestyle. My mother had to take him back to court to get him to give us $35 a child a month, I think it was. Might have been a week. I don't know. I think it was a month. So it might've been a week. I don't remember what it was, but it was some very low amount and she was barely making it. She was barely putting food on the table because of the money that she didn't have. So what kind of story does that set up in a person? And then I was thinking, I think it was last night it came to me and it's come to me before. And I thought about, oh yeah. And then my father sued me, put me on the stand because he didn't want to give my mother more money because she was trying to send me away to college and I was the last child. So he wasn't paying any child support just to me. This still measly $35 20 years later or 15 years later. Must have been like 15, 16 years later. And she was trying to get more money so she could get me out of the neighborhood because I was getting into a lot of trouble and she wanted to send me away to school. And she didn't want me to have like insane loans. I don't even know if I would have gotten the loans that I needed to get. So she took my father back to court. She finally had the money to hire a really good attorney. And he sued me, put me on the stand, was trying to say I wasn't a full-time student, served my brothers with papers to subpoena me. And I had to sit in family court, my father, and he, when we're in the waiting room before we go in, and he's like, you know, I just want you to know I really love you. I'm like, really? Oh my goodness. I just spent so many weeks having to talk to the attorney, having to be drilled of what it was going to be like on the stand. And then I had to go into the courtroom and get on the stand and answer the questions. And we won, by the way. And I went away to school and it changed my life. So what kind of story does that create inside of you? You're not even worthy enough for your own father who had a ton of money to give you more money so that you could have a better life. These are the stories that are still running your life today. And you have to become aware of them. Remember, I just said how people go back to the past. They're not even aware. I was talking to a couple of people. They were so great in this last 10X experience. They were just really amazing people and very open to what I had to say. And I kept pointing it out to them, like, you just went back to the past. You keep telling me about the past. What about today? What is it going to take for you to let go of that story? You know who's going to help you let go of that story? Your higher self. Your higher self is not living that past. Your higher self is living the future, the present, and they are just living without all those hooks inside of you. Was it body snatchers where they had all the hooks inside of them and they were like in comas? I can't remember, but that's what it feels like. So that's another thing, okay? Some of you are afraid of how it will shift your relationships today, how it will affect the relationships that you have today. You're afraid of who you have to become in order to be what you really desire to be and how that's going to affect the people around you. Now, I can tell you this from doing this myself, and I started it around 26 and I'm 58. And I remember having that thought myself. I was the only one really in intensive therapy. I was working on myself and nobody around me was. And they were working on themselves in their own little way, but not in the way that I was, where it was super friggin' intense. And what I mean by that is I don't want to judge other people's experiences, but I was really deep diving into the emotional experiences that I had, the traumas, and working through them. I didn't see people around me doing that. And I thought, wow, how is this going to make me different? It's people aren't going to want to hang out with me, or I'm going to change so much. I was afraid my creativity was going to go away because I was so creative in my craziness. And nothing's further from the truth, because what happens is the people that really care about you, the good people, they stick around. They stay with you. They grow with you. Even if they don't grow fully in their own experience, they grow with you. And then the other people that don't, you don't want in your life anyway. I don't want anybody in my life who's going to put me down or not respect me. And you know who lifts you up and respects you? Your higher self. Your higher self does. So think about that too. What are you really giving up? So many people are attached to this life. And I'm like, well, what are you really giving up? You're giving up on happiness, being on the hamster wheel, not doing things that you want to be doing. How many times I hear you people tell me you're decluttered, your house is cluttered? Clean that shit up. What the F, man? You're sitting in clutter? How could you sit in clutter? Why would you sit in clutter? You know why you would sit in clutter a lot of the times? A lot of times people sit in clutter because once they clean up the clutter, then there's open space and they don't know what to do with it. Then they really have to act on the dreams that they have. I never understand clutter. Sometimes I'll have things that'll clutter up for a bit behind a closet, in a drawer, but I don't allow it. Like sometimes my hallway with packages, if I get them and they'll sit there for a week because I don't have time to unbox them and then take down the boxes, but I do not do clutter. If you're cluttering your house, your head is cluttered, your heart is cluttered, but you're afraid to unclutter because once you unclutter, then what? Then you're really going to have to act. So who can help you with that? Ask your higher self, why do I keep cluttered around? Why is everything so cluttered? Why can't I get up? And this is discipline, right? This means that you really don't want to change if you're not getting up and disciplining yourself enough to clean up the clutter. Now, you can tell me you don't have time. We can always make time, right? With getting the puppy, holy mackerel, man. It's a good thing I didn't know what it was going to be like getting the puppy, because I think if I knew, I would have not gotten the puppy. So anyway, I'm looking at the camera and I'm looking at the screen. And just yesterday, because it's been raining here a lot, so I haven't been playing tennis, so my weekends are a little bit freer, even though I'm training him and stuff. And yesterday, this weekend, this past weekend, because today's Monday, I was able to just even put in insurance stuff for my dogs, for Venus and for Shiloh also, because I have pet insurance and I haven't been able to put in the file the claims because I haven't had time. So sometimes things do get crazy, but you got to make the time. Like today, I write down one thing. I'm going to start writing down one thing each day to clear something off the plate. Because I was thinking about this today, because I have one of my students in Next Level Living. She's very busy with her career. And she talks about how her weekends end up just being errands and stuff. And I was thinking about this today because we're going to do a productivity class at the end of March. And I'm going to talk them through productivity, really good productivity tips. And I was thinking, wow, if you just put one thing down each day, even if it's one phone call, one thing, you will get through it. So today, I first had to go to the vet this morning to get shots for Shiloh. It was his last set of shots, like I said. And then Venus, I had to bring in for something that happened at the last minute. And so that took up time that I wasn't expecting, especially then I had to go back and get her. But I had one thing written down on my thing to call the insurance, the pet insurance, to make sure that the coverage, because I just started checking out other pet insurances. I've had this pet insurance for over 13 years, and I just wanted to check into other insurances because there's so many more on the books now, right? To make sure that this one was the best. And from what I could tell, it is the best one for me. And I just called them and I had a conversation with them and I made time for it. 20-minute call. It was actually a little bit longer because she had a German Shepherd. So we stepped talking about German Shepherds and how they're like land sharks on their puppies and they bite you. Anyway, so put one thing down a day. Who can help you with decide? Your higher self. Your higher self already knows what they cleared out of the way. So one thing down a day. That's it. Look at your goals, right? And ask yourself why you're not doing it. Why aren't you following a disciplined path? Why are you putting your feelings aside? Some people say they fear rejection. Well, I don't think you could avoid rejection. Rejection happens no matter what. It's not fun. It hurts. But you know, I notice it hurts more when you're attached to an outcome or you're attached to the person rejecting you. If you're attached to your higher self, you're not going to worry about rejection as much. I had this interesting experience, and I'm not going to share it fully. Not that the person would listen to my podcast. I don't even know if they know I have a podcast, but it was a tennis thing. And somebody that I was becoming friendly with, and I noticed the inconsistent behavior. One minute they're very friendly, the next minute they're not. This is somebody I play a lot with. And at first it started bothering me. I was like, I don't get it. Like, we got off the court and we just played and I was engaging the person and the person wouldn't even look at me. They were just looking down at their phone. And then the next day I come on the court and it's like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, what the F is this behavior? And I don't do well with inconsistency because my mother was inconsistent. My father was inconsistent. I grew up with a lot of inconsistency and I don't like it. So usually when people are very inconsistent in my life, I choose not to have relationships with them. So all my friends are very consistent people. They consistently show up. They consistent the way they are. They consistent the way they behave. Doesn't mean they have to behave my way. but they're consistent as to who they are. So I understand behaviors too, right? Oh, this one's not really good at listening because she's got a lot going on. That's okay. She's there when I need her. She loves me and I'm okay with it, right? But it's not inconsistent, hot and cold. I can't stand hot and cold behavior. But here's the whole point. Oh, I'm going to give you another technique right now. When you meet somebody like that, if you're really feeling insecure, a lack of worth inside yourself, you're going to be attached to the outcome of that person, how they receive you. Oh, one minute they're nice, the next minute they're not. And you're going to receive that as rejection. I don't receive it as rejection. What I receive it as, this has nothing to do with me. This is how this person operates in their relationships. And it's already made it clear because said something to me about how they operate in their relationships they don't share. And that's okay. I can accept them the way they are, but it doesn't mean that I'm going to have a friendship with them, or it doesn't mean that I'm going to continue to put myself out there because this behavior is not okay for me. And I'm not going to have a conversation with the person either because we don't have that kind of investment in each other. And then you know what shows up in that, and I will give you the tool and techniques. I know I promised you two tools and techniques so far, and this is where your higher self can help, because your higher self, like I went to my higher self and I was like, what's this about? And it's about, oh, well, this, you know, they never talk bad about another person, but this is about your attachment outcome, your relationship with your mother. That person isn't really available in this way. And they've made it very clear they're not available in this way. So you don't need to bark up that tree. You don't. Your higher self can help you with those types of things so that rejection doesn't feel like rejection. It actually feels like you're getting somewhere. You're accepting yourself. Because really, what is rejection? We're rejecting ourselves. Instead, let's accept ourselves. Okay, this is an okay behavior for me. That's okay. Even if it's a rejection, like you pitch yourself to that podcast and they say no. To me, that's moving something out of the way for something greater to come. It's not a big deal. It is not a big deal in the grand scheme of life. So one of the things that we've been doing, a lot of different things in Next Level Living, and I meditate every single day, with almost every single day with my guide, especially now with everything that's been going on in my life. And I've been meditating at night, meditating in the morning. And one of the things I'd like you to do is start when you have those moments of real disruption or something upsetting, I want you to put your hands on your heart. It doesn't matter which hand you put first. I put my left hand first. That's about receiving. That's feminine energy. My right hand is about masculine doing. So I put it over my left. But it's whatever feels good to you. It doesn't matter. And just take a moment and pause and give yourself love. Give yourself love. Recognize yourself. See yourself. Honor yourself. I don't know if you could hear the puppy in the background. You probably can't, but I have about 10 more minutes. See yourself, honor yourself, and love yourself. So the other day on the tennis court, I was having a moment because when I play USTA, and I've shared this before, it's very high stakes for me, competition. And I haven't been playing well because I haven't been playing a lot. I've been distracted by the puppy and everything going on in my life. And I felt that moment of being disappointed in myself that I wasn't doing well enough. And I paused and put my hands on my heart and honored myself and recognized myself and gave myself love. And it went away. It went away. These simple, simple tools can honestly help you to shift in a matter of minutes. And when if you're doing them every single day, or you're in connection with your higher self every single day, then when you do that simple tool in the middle of a tennis match, it works. It really works. So everybody take a breath now. How about doing things for others? That's another one that I hear all the time. I'm caretaking this one. I'm taking care of that one. I'm taking care of this one. If you don't have boundaries, there's a problem. There's a problem. Now, some people are caretakers for elderly parents or even children. I can't really speak to that. I can't. And there's a reason why I won't speak to that. So I'm not speaking to that particular problem or issue or experience. I want to speak to those of you who just feel like you have to take care of everyone. That's the person I want to speak to. The reason why I can't speak to the caretaker of the child or the parent is because it is a very consuming experience. And because I don't have that in my wheelhouse, I don't want to speak to it. To me, it's something that I like speaking to when I have expertise in something because I've had the experience, or I've had firsthand experience by, not firsthand, secondhand, where I know somebody really well and I'm almost going through the experience with them from the way they share with me. I've seen people do a lot of caretaking, and I've seen how it's overtaken them. And I've also seen how they haven't had boundaries in those situations either. And they've allowed themselves to be rolled over, you know, really a doormat. And again, it's too much raw of a subject between my own situation and my family, what went down. So I'm not going to go near that one. This is for those of you who are like, I can't because I have to take care of this one. I have to take care of that one. I remember a friend when I was doing, we were just starting out reading, doing readings and everything. And we were practicing together, a bunch of us. And she felt she couldn't leave because she had to make her husband dinner. And I couldn't understand that because I'll be damned if I was ever in a relationship and I couldn't go do what I love to do because I had to put dinner on the table. Like that would never be my MO. I'd be like, fuck off, dude. First of all, I would never marry someone like that. So that was one of the things that she said. And then she said, like, you know, I bought him a sandwich maker. I bought him this. I bought him that. And I was like, well, great. And he was fine, actually. And then I actually met the husband and she was late for an event that we were going to. And she was like, he was driving slow and he was even slow. He's taking his time and I had to be here. And I was like, wow. That's kind of like, why would he do that? And then I had dinner with the guy and his wife. And he was like, I had no, we didn't say anything. He brought it up. He's like, I had no idea she had to be there at 2 o'clock. She never told me. So I was like taking my time on the freeway. Like they never had a conversation. He was bringing it up because he realized when he got there that she was now late and never knew she had to be there. And he was just talking about it. And I realized like I met this guy and I was like, he's such a nice guy. She was allowing this. It wasn't him. She was taking on this kind of role of I've got to do this because she's done it for so many years. Now, sometimes we do things for so many years for people, especially in marriages, that once you change, there is a big change that goes along with that. The husband's like, whoa, what? Or the wife is like, what? You haven't done this for 20 years. Now you're doing it. But they usually adjust. That's what I see, especially if they see you happy. So that's about boundaries. Who can help you with boundaries? Your higher self. Your higher self can help you with boundaries. So I'm not going to go through them all because I have to go and I have to get this puppy out. Trust me, this puppy's been out about 5 times already. Don't be like, oh, Marilyn, how long has that puppy been? Oh my goodness. The puppy's been out, the puppy's played, the puppy's chased, the puppy's been in the backyard, not alone, with me at all times, and my dog. He's been to the vet, he's been in the car twice, and it's only 3 o'clock, 4:30 now. Okay, I started this, tried to start doing this at 3:30. So that puppy's been out quite a bit. And he was just out before, and then he was in the office. You get it, you get the puppy. The puppy runs my life. So intuition, let's talk about intuition. Intuition is really important to get in touch with. You know, ask yourself, I'll probably do another podcast around intuition because I want to do a little bit more of a deep dive in it. And to me, all your gifts are important. It's not just intuition. It's really important to know how you see, hear, feel, sense, and know. And we all have it. It's just mindset gets in your way. And I've talked about this a million times on this podcast. When you use your intuition in your business with your higher self, your life is going to change dramatically and drastically in a good way, not in a bad way, unless you want it to be in a bad way. So intuition is going to help you to know what to say yes to, what to say no to, where to go, who to talk to, what to say, what to do. It really helps you to get a really great gauge on things. Like I just bought this class on Friday. I don't know the woman at all. My friend bought it and she was like, you know, she didn't even tell me a lot about it. She's like, I think I'm going to do this. It sounds really great, blah, blah. And there was something intuitive that was, I was like, you know what? I want to know about that. I want to find out about that class. And so she asked the woman and the woman said, well, let me take a look at her profile first and who she is because she's only allowing certain type of people in. And I don't think I think she's being honest about that. And then we started talking just through Facebook Messenger, through voice messages. I wanted to get on a call with her, but we just did it through voice messages, which I'm fine with too, because she was answering my questions. And I really liked her. I really liked everything about her and I paid her. And it's not a cheap class, not a $97 class. It's a $997, it's a $1,000 class. And I sent her the money and I still haven't gotten anything about it because I know that she's in the middle of selling it. It's going to start I didn't even know when it was starting. My friend told me it was starting. I'm not worried about it. Intuitively, I know that this is the right move. That's what intuition does. Whereas we could see some of you, first of all, we are the most customer service. Let's talk about customer service in a second. I am so in tune to customer service. Like if you don't get a response from us over the weekend, you're not going to, you're just not going to, we're off on weekends, but we have an autoresponder that explains that you'll hear from us within 24 to 48 hours. If for some reason you didn't hear from us, that means we never got the email, because I am a stickler for this. I don't understand businesses that aren't multi-million dollar businesses. They have the money to hire the right people and they have horrible customer service, and I don't get it. I really don't. If you look at like Amy Porterfield, Marie Forleo, they have excellent customer service. And since I started studying their programs very, very early on in my business, that besides the fact that I knew that I would always have good customer service because I care so much about people, seeing their customer service really solidified it for me how important it is. So I got off track. So I'm not worried about it. This woman, some of you will like buy a $97 class, not get a response in 20 minutes and have a meltdown, have an absolute meltdown. I don't understand it. It's not those people aren't for me, you know? So I got off track a little bit there. Go to your higher self. Don't worry about it. I bought another thing. It wasn't that much money. And it's a big company and I couldn't find the class that I wanted to purchase. And I sent them a message and I heard like, I didn't hear for like a few days and they gave me back my money. They didn't even answer the question, which I think the person who was handling the situation didn't read the question. I had to contact them again. But I didn't care. I wasn't worried about it. Wasn't worried about $119, you know? And it's not like I am rolling around in the dough. I just knew they would take care of it or I would. Boundaries, my higher self, plus my higher self and intuition. I was like, don't worry about that. It's going to come to you. And it did. They gave me back the money. I didn't even, you know, I was like, is this class in there? If not, I want a refund because I only bought this for this class. And they just gave me the refund, which I'll find out what's going on there. When you use your intuition and higher self, you step out of fear and you step into a more aligned life, making really good decisions. Okay, I'm going to give you the other technique and tool, and then I'm going to go. But I'm going to continue on this path of what holds you back. And I'm going to show you how using your psychic ability, I hate to even call it psychic ability because to me, it's not psychic ability. It's your ability, period, end of story. It's not psychic ability. Like that has such a connotation to it. Like, oh, I'm gifted or I'm psychic. It's just your friggin' ability. You're just going deeper. You're removing the blocks that have kept you from having deeper knowledge, deeper wisdom, deeper knowing and seeing and hearing. Deeper intuition. Intuition can cover everything. Do you want to call it intuition? Because you have a deeper knowing, which is claircognizance too. It's your ability, period, end of story. So I'm going to be diving more into the things that are holding you back from going into your deeper wisdom in order to live the life that you desire. And the thing I'm going to call you out on, anybody who's listening to this, and this may not be you, so notice if this you, for those of you who are just sitting and waiting, I just can't take it anymore. I've got to tell you, stop it already. Just stop it. What are you waiting for? There's never going to be the right time. If anything, it gets worse. It gets harder. It gets more difficult. So now is better than 10 weeks from now because you're in a better place now to start than 10 weeks from now. Because if you put it off for another 10 weeks, you're going to be like, oh, fuck. It's already May. What am I doing? I was supposed to do this in January. I was supposed to do this last year. So stop putting things off. Just get with it. Go to marilynallery.com/higher self. Get in tune with your higher self. And then when I do the 10X experience or join the 10X experience, take the domino class. And then hopefully you'll get into the live experience, which is the intuition, but I'm not promising that. So you don't need to know what's going on there. Okay, here's the technique tool. It's a really easy one. It's a surrender tool. And I don't know why I've never taught this before. It's the easiest thing. It may work for you. It may not. It works wonders for me. And it worked years ago when I bought my house. A lot of you know this story. I really literally have 3 minutes because the puppy's about to have a meltdown. Many, many years ago, over 10 years ago. Oh my goodness, like 13 years ago, I bought my first house, even longer than that, 13 years ago about. And I was in a huge amount of debt because I didn't realize the house was a lemon and I had to redo everything. And I was like in $250,000. I'm not talking about mortgage debt. I'm talking about debt from the house, from having to restore it and get it into workable, livable order. So it was like $250,000 in debt. And I was like, and some of that was credit card debt. It was scary as a mofo. And Spirit said to me, you're not allowed to be worried about this for the next 3 weeks. Every time you're worried about it, you have to stick your hands in the air and give it to us. And I did that. I made a commitment to it. I trusted them. And anytime the thought came in, this overwhelming fear, paralyzing fear of how am I going to pay this? I put my hands in the air and say, okay, I'm giving it to you. And by the third day, this whole course dropped into my system called the 28-Day Challenge, Constant Communication with Your Guides. And it is the platform, that course, that kicked me off into like international, tons of students going through it, membership course, now Next Level Living, Soul Finder Academy. It was the course, the initiating course that kicked off all these other courses, is this life that I have now. I didn't know at the time, I'm like, oh, 28-Day Challenge. All right, I'll work on this. Didn't know how it was going to get me out of debt or anything. I just knew that that was the next step, intuition. And then after working on it like 2 days, the whole solution of how to get out of debt dropped into my soul. Whole solution. I was out of it in 4 months. So that is what happened. So now I'm going through, as you know, a lot of changes, a lot of transformations, a lot of shifts. It's March 4th, 2024. I always put a time thing to it. And Spirit, once again, and I'm growing my relationship with God. I don't care what you believe in. This is God for me. I really don't care what people believe in, but it's God for me. And I'm growing this new relationship with God that is very powerful and palpable and exciting and amazing and deep and rooted in wisdom and very connected. It's not like you're better than me. It's like, we're in this together, man. And I was working through something and got that message again, but to give it up to God this time. And the message was, put your hands in the air and surrender to me. Surrender to God. And I did that. And through that, within a few days, this whole other thing dropped in, which I talked about. I believe you're going to hear it in last week's episode about codes. And I've been working with this new guidance system that is reprogramming things inside of me and opening up passageways. So I'm surrendering. And so all you have to do, the surrender is you commit to it. You have to commit to it. So that means when that thought comes in and paralyzes you in fear, you're not allowed to say, oh, there it is. I'm going to own it. I'm going to stay with that fear. You have to say, I give it up to you. And you really have to release it. And you will. By, if you trust, I'm just surrendering. I'm giving it up to you, God, or it was first time with my guides, whatever you want to give it up to, Archangel Michael, I don't care who you give it up to, but it's got to be a powerful force that you believe in. I give it up to you. And then you really surrender and that fear goes away because you surrendered. Now you're trusting, you're in faith. Solution comes in and it's happening. I'm like, oh my goodness. And I'm not in this fear state and it's gone. And all of a sudden, like things are coming out of the woodwork because things can't come into your field if you're stuck and trapping yourself in fear, but they can come in if you're opened. So things are starting to come in and I'm like, oh wow, this is really cool. And like, I knew this worked that many years ago. Why am I just employing it again now? So have it, right? We know what works. We know what's good for us. We know how to get out of it. Oh, but let's do the other thing and sit on the couch and eat chips. Like, why? People are always like, why do I do that? Well, I don't know why exactly you do it, except there's probably a belief in there that tells you it's too scary to get out in the world. So it's better off to sit on the couch, but it doesn't matter why. Just shift it. Just change it. Just do something else. Make a better choice. Okay. Last thing I'm going to say, and I've shared this before on my podcast, is when I got the puppy, I think it was like the first week and it was hell. Not even gonna lie. Man, I got to say, I'm just finally coming through it from last Wednesday, right? So it's not even a week. I feel like things have shifted. He started shifting. I got a new trainer. The training's working and he's shifting. And German Shepherd puppies, and it's funny how anybody I talk to has a German Shepherd puppy. My vet today was like, oh, he's not as mouthy. And I was like, yeah, I corrected it. And she's like, that's great because shepherds, man, they are mouthy. And when I talk about mouthy, they're land sharks. They are land friggin' sharks. They're not like a little nip, man. So he's changing already, but it took a long time. So that like the first week, I shared this on a podcast where I was like just bawling, like, what the F did I do? I had this uncomplicated life and I decided to complicate it. And why did I do this? why did I make this decision? You know, those choices you make where you're like, that was my intuition. I can tell you, I love this puppy so much that it's fine. And spirit reminds me, now it's been good, like I said, because he shifted and we've been doing some great work together. But spirit was like, I'm telling you, Marilyn, 6 months from now, you're going to be so grateful that puppy is sitting next to you. You're going to wonder how you could live your life without him. You know, and people remind you of that too. But I woke up in the middle of the night and spirit said to me when I was like in that fear place of like, what did I do? And that comes from lack of self-worth too, not trusting my own decisions. Like I've gone through so much just in the past 6 weeks with this puppy and my family and everything, saying, I trust me now. I'm not going to outside sources to find out what I have to do. I trust me. I have the tools and techniques. That's what I teach in Next Level Living on how to go inside and get your answers. Go to your higher self. Go take that opt-in. Go to marilynlaurie.com/higher self. So anyway, they woke me up in the middle of the night and they said, God is at the end of every choice. And I took a breath and I went, oh, wow. God is at the end of every choice. And I started relaxing into it. I was like, okay, so this is a choice. God's at the end of it. It feels wonky now, but God's in this. I trust that. And I went back to sleep, peacefully sleep. And I woke up in the morning and I heard, and God's at the beginning of every choice. And I went, yeah, God's at the beginning. So when you're at the beginning of every choice, when you're in tune with your higher self, your guides, your spirit, your soul, your intuition, you trust every decision that you make, even if it goes awry. Because we can't live, if we're living a perfect life and not getting anything, any disruption, I don't think we'd be here on this earth plane. I think we'd be in another dimension. Because it would be a different experience. This experience is about wonkiness. This experience is about trial and error. This experience is about loving yourself through the whole experience. That's what this experience is about. This experience is about making choices and maybe second guessing them. This experience is about making choices and then something more momentous when you surrender comes out of it. So there you have it. It was a little, it was kind of streamlined, I felt. It went over things that are keeping you stuck, how to get unstuck, get in touch with your higher self, use your intuition to make choices. Two great tools, put your hand on your heart, acknowledge yourself, love yourself, and put your hands in the air and surrender to spirit or God, guides, whatever it is. Thank you so much. If you enjoyed this podcast, as always, I would love to see another review on my Apple podcast. I haven't seen one in a while. That would be lovely. I would love to have you share this, rate it, review it, subscribe. And that's it. Thank you so much. Bye.